Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We were just making, and you could do so on the phones now at 800-636-1067. We will get to you in 10 minutes to line them up. If you want to get in, we will do that next segment. Barry Sferlugo of the Washington Post covers the Nats very well, and he joins us now on the hotline. Barry, here we are again, another Game 5 loss. This time, the ball's in the best player on the team's hands with a lead. And that was only the beginning of the madness last night, huh?
And that, I mean, of all the things that get lost here, and there's probably a billion things that get lost, that's kind of the start of it. You know, if I drew that game up beforehand, and I'm on the Nationals side, what I want is a lead and the ball in Max Scherzer's hands, probably in the middle innings. I had envisioned it, getting 27 outs from Gio Gonzalez, Max Scherzer, Ryan Madsen, and Sean Doolittle. I thought if they could get into a situation where those were the only four pitchers used, they were going to win the game, particularly if they got 14 hits and drew 9 walks, which is still astonishing. One of the bazillion things that's astonishing here. But go back to Scherzer. He's up 4-3. He gets Chris Bryant, the 2016 National League MVP, to ground out to short. He gets Anthony Rizzo, perennial All-Star type player, to fly out to center. And he gets 2 strikes on Wilson Contreras, the cleanup hitter and the Cubs catcher. And I had teed up on Twitter a tweet that said, you know, Scherzer gets Bryant and Rizzo and Contreras on X pitches, and it was going to be like 12, and there will be many more pitches. And I know from talking to Cubs people that they were sitting there with Contreras down 0-2 thinking, oh my God, he's going to pitch 4 innings and we're in trouble. And to describe how it unraveled after that is almost impossible. There's never been an inning in the history of baseball that was like the top of the 5th inning at Nationals Park last night. It's almost like a book could be written about it.
And that's not hyperbole, Barry. Baseball Reference categorizes these half innings, and they said so themselves. They've got 2.7 million innings, and there's never been that inning in the history of baseball. And everything else has happened in twos and threes, but not all 5 of those things with the interference and the pass ball and the whatever else. Ultimately, for you, as someone that covers this team so close and you know these guys so well, who do you feel worst for?
I think I feel worse for Scherzer. That was the position he wanted to be in. And even though he contributed to the 4-run inning for sure, I mean, he hit a guy with the bases loaded that is not Max Scherzer. So much of the loss that, you know, it says L in next to his name in the box score, was not really on him. Contreras' single to start it off was a grounder to short, essentially. The Nationals had played kind of a weird shift in leaving the middle of the diamond open. Turner got to the ball, couldn't throw him out. The next play is the pinch hit by Ben Zobrist, a little floater over Turner's head, short of Jason Worth. We'll probably be talking for years about the merits of keeping Worth in there. Maybe a non-38-year-old outfielder gets to that ball. So there's 2 balls that started off that could have easily been outs. Addison Russell turns on one, nice at bat there. to drive into and flip the lead, and then it spirals out of control. I mean, there's a lot of people. I feel bad for Ryan Zimmerman. I feel bad for Jason Worth, who put that uniform on for the last time. I feel bad for Dusty Baker because he's now headed into an offseason where his moves are going to be dissected and not in a positive way again. There's a lot of kind of sympathy to go around. I'd start myself with Scherzer.
Yeah, I think you're right. Barry Svrluga of The Post joins us on Grant and Danny. You mentioned Baker. Do you think he's back next year? He has no contract. Two straight division series exits that weren't necessarily positive for him in how he handled the club either.
So, you know, I think we're in an interesting territory, and I think we have to kind of keep our ear to the ground on that. I had been kind of assured all during August and September that, look, this will get done. It's not the ideal way to do it, but it is, you know, typical of how the Lerner family tends to deal with managers. They don't get out in front of things. They come up from behind. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. And you thought as Dusty led this team to its second division title with him in 2 years and quite easily, I know in a lousy division, but yes, two division titles in 2 years, that the strength was really in Baker's hands, that he had the cards. Clint Hurdle in Pittsburgh hasn't won as much as Baker. He just got a 4-year extension. Paul Molitor just got a 3-year extension in Minnesota. And they haven't done what Dusty has done here. Now, I think what the Washington fan base would, I think we could reach some common ground on Dusty Baker being an outstanding manager for what is the entirety of the 162-game season, and not the in-game moves there, but how you keep players ready and how you keep a team together. And that's an extremely important part of 162. It doesn't matter as much in a 5 or 7-game series. Not that the Nationals know what a 7-game series is like. But, you know, you have to kind of evaluate what do we need now? What this franchise has to be about taking the next step. They are going to have an outstanding team next year. I know no one wants to hear that right now, but you could argue that it's pretty easy to see a path where they're better this next year than they were this year because, you know, offensively you're basically going to be subbing in Adam Eaton for Jason Worth, and you have a Steven Strasburg that I think people will view differently heading into this season or next season than they did this season. Do you think that Baker, with that type of team again, can guide you through a 5 and then 2 7-game series? Those are the tough questions that have to be asked now.
Barry, great with us as always. Great work on this game last night, all season long, man. Always a pleasure to talk with you, bud. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Barry. Let's get to the calls next. 800-636-1067. You guys have been waiting. You answered the question we just asked, Barry. Do you think Dusty will be back? Should Dusty be back? He asked, can Baker be the guy to get them through a 5 and 2 7-game series to win a World Series? What's your thought on that? Grant and Danny on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.